When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out in the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you.' Amen, I say to you, among those born of woman, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. That is our Advent journey, and our true prayer is that peace, that fullness of life in union with God, that surreal moment of knowing that what was promised in the past and only hoped in the future converges in the very moment that we can say, yes, here it is. We stand with our Lord. Our readings speak to this kind of desire, this peace, this fullness of our life. And we always express it with our hearts, do we not? So the prophet Isaiah says to us, "Tell those whose hearts are frightened, be strong and unafraid, because your Lord is coming, he of mercy and love." James says the same thing, just in a little bit different way. He says, be patient. See, because really patience is being caught up in that moment of serenity. It means to be in the moment. Patience is the place where we gain the greatest peace. He says, be patient. God has already provided, and he will provide what comes next. The morning and the evening rain. That's where the fruit is gained. But not only does he say, be patient, what does he say? Make your hearts firm. Because it is in the firmness of our hearts and an unafraid heart that our souls can be purified. And we call that simply God's mercy. And that is the proclamation for the people of the world via John the Baptist, the greatest of all prophets. As Jesus said, it was said about him, he will prepare the way of the Lord. He will proclaim that peace, justice, and love. So when we listen to the gospel today, we seek in this Advent season to really understand the role of John the Baptist and how it should affect our hearts, and mostly, how does it sanctify and purify our souls? I love this part of the story because it's a unique connection between Jesus and John. It's probably the most unique connection between the two of them since the time they met in their mother's wombs when John leaps for joy. John tells his disciples, John's in prison, but his disciples keep gathering around him. So John says to them, "I want you to do me a favor. Go to Jesus and ask him, wink, wink, if he's the one." See, because John knew, but he had to get rid of these guys. Send them to where they needed to be, right? So they go to Jesus, and they say to Jesus, "John wants to know if you're the one." And Jesus says, "Go tell John, wink, wink, what you see. The deaf hear, the dumb speak, the blind see, the lame walk. All the things that were promised." This way, once again, even from prison, John is being the great proclaimer of Christ Jesus. sending the only thing left he had, the comfort of his apostles, so that their journey could be complete. So when we hear this story today, we have to realize what a significant role John plays, but his role becomes more and more important as he becomes less and less. And Jesus commends John. He says, this man, no other born of woman is greater than him, but you can be greater than he in the kingdom of God. If you only heed his words and find no offense in me, your hearts will be at peace. Your souls will be radiant with my love. It's no different than what Jesus said when Mary and his cousins showed up on the scene, right? He said, your mother and your brothers and sisters are here. And what does Jesus say? Who's my mother? Who's my brothers and sisters? But those who hear the word of God and keep it. If Jesus is willing to make us one and the same with his mother, how much more is he willing to allow us to know that John's greatness in the kingdom of God is me and you because we follow the one who was to come. So what should be our mission as we move forward to this great gift of our salvation? I think it is first is to ask the question, why did you come? What a beautiful question Jesus asked. Why did you go out to see John? Did you go see a wimp? A guy like a reed swaying in the wind who couldn't make up his mind what he was talking about? Or did you go find someone of royalty? No, they're in palaces. Why did you go? You wanted to see a prophet. So that's why we're here. We're come to hear the prophet's promises fulfilled in Jesus. That's why we're here. Never forget that's why you come here each and every week. It's not to find a church back and forth on its truth or even proclaiming something greater than the kingdom of God, but Christ himself. Secondly, for our mission, and this is a really important part, let's make sure that we are found greater than John the Baptist in the kingdom of God. Wouldn't that be so cool? I'm greater than John the Baptist. But that will take listening to the prophet's words today. Because I think James is a prophet too. He was a prophet of the first Christian community. And what did the prophet say? Don't let your heart be afraid. Make your hearts firm. How? Waiting with the disposition of receiving the merciful Christ. And you will do that in the penance service this week. That's why we have the sacrament of reconciliation in our three churches. So that we can come to the stillness of our hearts that radiate our souls in preparation of Christ Jesus. And it will help us not to take any offense in him who challenges us to become less so that he can become greater. To be a good prophet, we bring others to Christ and they become the fruit of our work. So when you come forward to receive our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, remember that is what you desire. If you're here full of anxiety or your hearts are troubled or even your soul is because of its further need of God's mercy, then when you receive him, ask him for that gift to help you examine your conscience well, to make a good confession, to dispose yourself to him and to the kingdom of God. And then you will be ready with stillness to receive him at his birth. And I promise I will do the same.